Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, late. Just a few announcements. We'll just thank God for the opportunity to be here today. God bless you if you're joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got two scriptures actually tonight coming in for you as well, but I wanted to open up with this one today because it's so powerful. As you know, the Word of God is always right on time and always needed today. So, and you know, prayer is so important. So we're going to have two scriptures tonight, and we'll open up with one, and then we're also going to share the scripture that Bishop wanted also read tonight as well on top of that. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to read this later on for yourself. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn for those who are just joining us around the globe there for a time with Bishop John Crenshaw. This is such a powerful, powerful scripture here, ladies and gentlemen. Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 16. This is just from the New International Version. And when I read it today again, I said, man, this is awesome, man. We just got to, something you just got to take in and soak in and keep into your spirit every day. And it reads, Romans 1, 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation. As you know, this is what we need, right, in our world today. We need more people coming to the Lord, and we got to help them do that through prayer. We bring salvation to everyone who believes. That's the key right there, right there. Everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentiles. And I love that part. It says, because it's the power of God that brings salvation. So we thank God for Romans 1:16. And the power of the word tonight. We want lives transformed tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines later on after Bishop prays for those who have a prayer request or have some things you want to share, of course, as well. Just hit star one on your phone. We'll open up the lines for prayer. Really want to be sensitive to that. And our next, also, a scripture for tonight will be 2 Chronicles chapter 6. 20 through 23. I want to read that shortly for you in a minute. And but I do want to encourage everybody to read 2 Chronicles chapter 6 in its entirety as well. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the number you guys been tweeting out, faxing out, email, tapping out, clapping out, whatever tonight, that is 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. And, of course, on the internet, it's via the network there. But the call-in number where everybody can participate, be a part of that. You can share your comment, of course, share your prayer request tonight as we take all the prayer requests later. 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, is that number for those around the nation. 347-843-4559. Let's get a little enough hand clap of praise for this time. And do the same thing here. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word. This is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Amen. That thy eyes may be open upon the house day and night, upon the place thereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name here, there, excuse me, there, to hearken to the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thy altar in this house. Verse 23, ladies and gentlemen, of 2 Chronicles 6, 20 through 23. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing the way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for his word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 20 to 23. We want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter. God bless you tonight. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time tonight. We're going to open up Bishop's mic right now, and we thank God for you. If you would put your hands together for the man of God. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time tonight, sir.
God bless you, Elder. Father, we thank you once again. We glorify your name. We lift your name up, and we praise you for all your marvelous works. We thank you, Lord, for your good is everlasting. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness, tender mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight against all types of diseases. We plead the blood of Jesus And God, we thank you for your healing, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chest of our peace is on him, but with your stripe we already heal. Lord, we thank you, God, that you heal those that are sick. Lord, we thank you, those that are sick with cancer, diabetes, sugar, all types of diseases. We thank you, God, you are healing them tonight. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that you have already performed in their lives. We thank you, God, you raised them up off their sick beds. We give you praise and we honor you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The weapon of a warfare not come, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pulling into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We call it so tonight. And God, we glorify you for your word. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please and will prosper into the thing where Jesus sent. So shall your word be. So it is already done, God. We thank you for you pleading the blood tonight. And we thank you, God, you're healing those that are sick and afflicted. We thank you, God, as you lifted up the hung down head. Tonight we pray for the Marie families all over this world. Lord, we pray, God, give them strength, Lord. We pray that you encourage them, God. We thank you, God, you be with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray against all of this violence against our black men. God, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to root up. We ask you to destroy. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you, God, right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord. You said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you would hear from heaven, you'll forgive their sins, and you would heal our land. We thank you, God, for our lands are being healed even now. We thank you for the protection of the black man even now. We thank you, God, as you protect our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for it right now in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near thy dwelling. And Father, we thank you, God, no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, God, and we plead the blood. God, we plead the blood against that witch tonight. We plead, God, against that voodoo worker tonight. We plead the blood against that soothsayer tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes your work. Satan, the Lord rebukes you now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. One can put a thousand to the fight and two put 10,000. Father, we thank you, God, your angels is on assignment tonight. Your warring angels is on assignment tonight. Your protection angels is on assignment tonight. God, your healing angels is on assignment tonight. Father, we thank you for your blessing angels is on the assignment tonight. And Father, we thank you right now, God, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. Father, we call it so tonight. We praise you for it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over, God, in the name of Jesus. Over the families tonight, we plead the blood over our Sunderland, over our communities, over our neighborhood. God, we plead the blood. God, we come against that spirit of murder. We come against that spirit of hatred and jealousy and envy. God, we come against that spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pull down those strongholds of the enemy. Pull down that stronghold in the police department. Pull down that stronghold in the White House. Pull down that stronghold in the courthouse, in the courtroom. Pull down that stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. God, we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you for your word. You watch it over to you and perform it, God. We thank you, Lord, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think of. Father, Father God, we thank you for your protection tonight. We thank you for your miracle working tonight. We thank you, God, as you bless that child, that mother, that father that is homeless tonight, that is hungry tonight, that don't have food and shelter. God, we thank you. You bless them with a job. You bless them with a place to stay. You bless them, God, with food and shelter tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Give them creative ideas. And Father God, we thank you that you will employ people, God, that they'll open, they will find jobs, God, that you will give them wisdom and give direct their path, God. You said your word, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Lord, we ask you to order the steps tonight, God. Order them in the name of Jesus, that they will rise above that situation. They will rise above that trouble, that trouble. They will rise above that sickness and disease. Father God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said one could put 1,000, two put 10,000. We stand in agreement tonight, and we thank you for prayer warriors tonight. We thank you for those that are praying in the mighty name of Jesus, and we plead the blood tonight. God, we thank you for unity, God. We thank you for being one in one mind, God. Thank you, God. Each Sunday for Kondosi Pandera Bacandia. God, we thank you. Look on that man in prison tonight. Look at that child, that boy, that girl in prison tonight, that mother in prison. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're a miracle worker. We know that you're able to do things that seem impossible. We know that you're able to bring them out and bring them through it. We thank you for it tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracle workers, God. We thank you for a miracle, God. Lord, we thank you, God, even as you work miracles in the lives of your people. Even, God, as you change the heart of those that are crooked-minded, those crooked ideas, those crooked thoughts, Lord. Change their hearts, God. Save them, oh God. Save the president of the United States of America. Save him, God. He needs you, Jesus. We tell him, oh, shine. Save the governments, God, those that's in government position. Save them. Fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that can change their hearts. That's the only thing that will change their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you for the children, even that are going to school. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them that they'll have food to eat, God. Bless them that bless their mothers, their fathers, God. Fill blood, strengthen them, and encourage them, God. Be with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Make ways out of no way. Provide in a mighty way, God. We thank you for souls tonight. We thank you for that man that's on drugs that you have delivered him. That man that backslider tonight, God, we thank you. You're drawing him to you, God. We thank you, God, you're changing the hearts of that Mosikarape. Father, we glorify you tonight. Father, we thank you, God, as you continue to bless America, as you continue to bless the people, God, continue to bless the communities, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us rise up for this occasion, Lord. Let us fight the good fight of faith as we put on the whole army of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, God. We know that by seeking the Lord, we know Sunday, we think in our saying concerning these five times who come to tell us and do some strange thing, but we know, God, it is the will of God. You will bring us through it. You will see us through it. You will give us our endurance, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, if you're bringing families close together, you're reuniting them, reuniting that son, that mother, that father, reunite that husband and that wife in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God, as you continue to make ways for them, God. Even that single parent tonight, God, look on them, God. God, give them hope. Give them peace of mind and comfort, oh God. Be with them, God. Give them encouragement, even in this hour, that they won't give up. Father, we thank you, God, as you look on that man that is backslid. God, look on that man that is about to commit suicide, that woman, that child. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we counsel that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We counsel against that spirit against suicide and drive and accident. We counsel that spirit against airplane crashes. We counsel that spirit against people drowning in boats and on the rivers and the oceans of God. We counsel that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, people on the beaches. We counsel that spirit that they don't drown. They will almost back on those sea. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we counsel that spirit. God, we ask you tonight as you strengthen those that working on the front line. You strengthen that leader, that nurse, that doctor, oh God. Those that are working in the hospital, God, strengthen them up. Better strengthen their mothers, their fathers, strengthen that parent tonight, God. And Father, we forever give you praise. Look on that teacher tonight, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Protect them as they go into schools on tomorrow. Protect them as they get on the buses tomorrow. Protect them as they leave the home tomorrow. Protect them as they lay down to go to sleep tonight. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. And Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, God. We know that we are in a battle, Lord. We know about God, we thank you, God. Trouble won't last always. God, we thank you. This too shall, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we magnify your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. And we praise you on tonight for that child tonight. That person is on the ventilator tonight, God. God, give them, raise them up. Get them out of our Sunday. Give them long life. Give them another chance. Give them another opportunity. Father God, we thank you right now for your miracles, and we forever give you glory, and all honor shall be thine forever. Keep our minds in perfect peace, and we ever give you glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer for our families, for our individual selves, ladies and gentlemen, of course, for our nation, and for our communities all across this wonderful world. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful. Powerful. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop's praying for you, your family, our community, and our nation, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for that powerful, wonderful prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using Bishop tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to open up the lines. We want to be sensitive to this time. We've had some requests from the internet as well, and we're going to open up the lines for you as well. Just hit *1 on your phone if you have a prayer request or comment for Bishop there. We'd be glad to share that with you. Hit *1. And I'm going to only mention your last 4 digits of your phone number, so we'll make sure that we protect that as well for you as well. I did want to share with Bishop, we had a couple areas come in off of the network. As we all know, or most of us know, is there's fires in California and Oregon area and surrounding areas that have lost. People have lost everything. I mean, all they had on their back was their clothes, and they lost everything. So we want to pray for those wonderful people out there that survived, that are surviving those fires, but have lost everything. I can't imagine losing everything. Just incredible. So we must pray for that situation there. Also, too, Bishop, I want to pray for the Rutherford family. My cousin just recently passed, and we want to pray for them. And thank God for my cousin's life as well. But I want to pray for the Rutherford family. And also, too, a young lady sent me a text and wanted prayer for migraine headaches, having some migraine headaches that keep reoccurring. We want to believe God for total healing there as well. So we thank God for that, for those requests today. Also, too, Bishop, but we got another caller, caller 1799. You're on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God.
Bless you, bless you.
Bless you, bless you. I was calling tonight for just thanking a man of God, thanking a bishop for going forward in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just get prayer for me. I'm on the job working with children. We just with preschoolers. I just started back doing that with them, and I'm thanking the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And just wanting a man of God to get to, if he would, pray for me that I have a successful year. And also for my calling on my life. I'm really wanted to go into ministry.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful. And we thank God for that request. And we're going to believe God for all the above to be taken care of in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that time. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father God, we do pray for the young lady that just called in that's working with the children. God, we ask you to bless her and strengthen her and continue to direct her life in the name of Jesus, even as you bless her each and every day as she go about to do her job, that you will be with her and they will know that you are working through her. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for it right now, because your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And God, even her desires to work in the ministry. Father, we thank you, God, that calling you have placed upon her life. Each and every day that she meet people, there's an opportunity that she can spread the word of God and your love. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise. And each and every day, you will continue to direct her life, and her desire will be fulfilled because of your will. And we give you thanks for it, and we thank you, God, even as we pray for Ella Kevin and his family, and even at the loss of they have in his family. Tonight, as you strengthen that family, you be with them and you encourage them, God. And we know that now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father, we thank you, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God, as you protect those that in California out there where the fires are being just a rampage. God, we thank you as you strengthen those families that have lost so much, but some of them still have life. And God, there's another chance. There's another opportunity for them. But God, be merciful to them, God, and keep them during this time and this, strengthen them in this hour. Lord, we know that you're the only one can bring peace in this time in their hearts and their minds with the things they're going through. But God, we know you said in your word you'll put no more on us than we are able to bear. And Father, we thank you, God, even they will have someone there in their community, their neighborhood, that will have concern about their loss and be a help to them. And as you continue to bless them in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, and we praise you for those all over the world. We praise you for that family tonight as you strengthen them, and we give you thanks for your many, many blessings, and all of your promises are coming to pass, and we stand on your word, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, and thank you so much, callers, and all the prayer requests. We just know God will answer all the prayers. It's in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. All prayers will be answered when the man of God prays. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, those listening live and those around the world on the network and listening later on, thank you so much. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're just excited about what God is going to do in your life. And as Bishop always tells us, stay in the word. Ladies and gentlemen, stay in the word and never, 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 never to give up. And we just pray the Holy Spirit give you that strength that you need even right now. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Y'all get excited. I'm with the Lord soon. I love it. Praise God. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you go, and we want you to have a wonderful rest of the evening. We thank God for you. God has graced us with another opportunity to be alive today, to hear you, see you, be a part of you and your family as well. And we want you to have a productive and powerful week coming up, as you know, as well. So make sure you tell somebody you love them in your family, and just reach out to them and let them know how special and awesome they are. And as Dr. Crenshaw would tell us, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you wash those hands, get that mask on, and take care of that immune system. And now, I'm not an expert in that area, but you need to take care of that immune system, but there's a lot of information on it as well. But make sure you're getting your vitamin B12. And keep that, your glutathione, which is your immune system, make sure you keep that high. There's a lot of information about that on the network. But bottom line, check with your doctor or physician in that area so you can get help you need as well. But keep that immune system high. God wants you well. God wants you well. And we're going to keep it moving. So thank Dr. Crenshaw for always sharing that health moment with us. She is a registered nurse, and we always love to hear what she has to say as well. All right, hey, we're out of here. Elder Kevin Vaughn, we thank you so much for your time. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the Lord, you are mighty at all times. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, Lord, Holy Spirit cannot fail. Jesus, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, there isn't. Amen. So we thank God for being the awesome God that he is. All right, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. This is we're going to leave you with Lord, you are mighty. Amen. God bless you. Take care. Have a great rest of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bless you now. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, it's been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Have a great rest of the evening, day, or morning, noon, or night, and have a great week, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now.